flaws and faulty and twisted. Saddled with an ego in it, half of the problems in the world wouldn't exist. But that side of the persona wanting drama's a trickster, forcing us to have to deal with it. And if power and greed didn't tempt it, maybe our leaders would be positive and productive, instead of conniving, deceitful and corrupted, caught up by the love of dollars, so seductive. And if government wasn't a mess with big business, lifting its status and stretching its limits, having forsaken religion and educating the children, maybe society wouldn't be so sick. But if we keep on living on hatred, if we keep on building this matrix, if we stay this course and don't change it, then the path to self-destruction we're paving with.
If it wasn't for this,
the governor gaffled in Florida cool, and once again letting oil and big business rule. Maybe the Middle East could be more peaceful. And if Billy Clinton hadn't been pimping, misleading the nation as to what it was that he called true. Maybe the Bushes attempt to cover in eyes with wool isn't as successful in America, don't play the fool. If the 9/11 tragedy doesn't occur and Bin Laden doesn't give him reason for going to war in Afghanistan, maybe the troops stay on the shore. But see, still Bin Laden's not an Iraqi, so I'll keep asking why. While they keep taxing the Bushes in the desert, why the only ones laughing are all of his buddies cashing in on the transaction, while the American economy keeps collapsing now.
The world is in an uproar, yeah. Countries are just talking about war. Jill's been a stubborn.
Military state, police society that we want to create. So far I'll say sarcastically, we're doing great. Got war and prisons, guns, racism and rape. But if we want something different for ourselves, equal opportunity, education, health, Medicare, entrepreneurs, a sharing of the wealth, investing in communities in need of the help. See, if we decide as a people, as a whole, to shift from destruction to creation as our goal. And if we can take the time to build a new mold that we can pass down to the children to hold, the if can be a positive future rendition, the if can be world war, death and extinction, the if is a choice, so proceed with caution. Which if will you pick? It's your option. If you choose,
if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't, if it wasn't, if it wasn't for that, could be a better world.
Just bugged out when they heard $75 billion was getting passed right now in a week for this war and an emergency effort. And you know, how many teachers is that employed over this entire country? It's like a mockery of the system. You know, we can put things through in a week like that. You know, for this, why can't we do it for things that really matter and are important for the people in this country? So, all right, and then Chief XL, you know, one thing that I think made the anti-war movement so successful in the